The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday, the 25th of July, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you would like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, you can do that, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you would like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. This, again, folks, is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, going on to, well, you know, this whole concept of brains in somebody else's head, we see right now our champion GOP leaders right now indicating that if it comes to government shutdown or funding Obamacare, they will not let the government shut down. A latest statement by Mr. Boehner.
Good. You're seeing this from all the homosexual agenda, the Muslim agenda, the administration, convert or else.
That's right. And it's bad, but you know what? We'll go along because we need to get along.
And what did Roosevelt say back in the 30s? There's nothing in politics that happens without it first being planned. It doesn't happen without first being planned.
And speaking of planned, right here in the state of Minnesota, we spoke about this, I think it was last week or the week before. There was some national news made because our Secretary of State, Mark Ritchie, decided that he's going to change the words for an amendment that is going on about.
This was national news.
That's right. Now today again, and you see this happening federally, we're all aware that Mr. Eric Holder, and by the way, has anybody heard anything about Fast and Furious lately?
I keep posting it, man. And
we think about the administration and how Eric Holder is convicted by Congress for contempt.
Well, just can I just stop you real quick to take it to what's going on today in our country? Eric Holder did the exact same thing as to what took place just recently in Aurora, Colorado. He empowered someone to basically kill people and then to blame the guns. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what somebody did in Aurora, Colorado as well.
Yep.
It's the same thing he did. Well, if it doesn't happen outside of the country, then what we'll do is we'll just masquerade something as to what happens inside of the country.
Yeah, blame the guns. Don't look at what influences the man.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes.
Yeah. So on to Mr. Ritchie. You see, the DOJ will not prosecute Eric Holder. I mean, what a perfect time for this whole thing to come up. Eric Holder sits there, and you could tell he was really sweating this out. He was really afraid of what was going to happen to him. No, he wasn't, because he knew the DOJ would never do anything. He knew this administration would never do anything, and he knew that the Senate would never vote to impeach him. So he's sitting there thinking, okay, keep spanking me. Good for you. Oh, that one really hurt. Because nothing will happen. The same thing Mark Ritchie is doing right now on voter ID.
It will happen if the American people don't tolerate it.
That's right.
That is my message all the time.
And if you go, and the point here is they don't fear, because when the American people don't rise up, when the DOJ doesn't prosecute, when Obama doesn't prosecute, then they think that they're in the shade. They've got it made.
Yeah.
And to talk about the surmisings and the planning, nothing happens in politics that isn't first planned, as Roosevelt said. This is exactly what's happened here in the state of Minnesota. Photo ID. Now, this is what was supposed to be on the ballot, okay? Photo identification required for voting. Either check yes or no. Do you think people should have that? If you don't check anything because you're confusing the question, it counts as a no. This is what he changes it to, okay?
So wait a second. So when it works for corruption, then it's a good idea.
Yep.
But when it doesn't work for corruption, then it's a bad idea.
That's right.
Because so I go into the airport and I'm frisked illegally, a violation of Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. And when I go to Mexico, I'm ID'd. But you have an administration suing the governors that are protecting the borders, and now you have government officials, Mark Ritchie, basically saying that he's going to war against the Constitution by requiring a photo ID before they vote for their favorite politician to be a part of their government. You're telling me Mark Ritchie doesn't want that.
That's right.
But well, then why do we, when we go through the airport, why are we frisked? Why do we have to basically
That's a great question.
Surrender IDs?
He's saying that by having a voter ID, it's going to exploit certain voters. It's going to limit certain voters.
But wait a second. What are they? What are the identify the voters that he's talking about, Jay. Are you talking about, like, illegals?
Possibly.
No. Well, that's what it is.
You know, black people.
Well, if that wasn't what it was about, Jake, then why did this criminal in office just grant amnesty to 800,000 illegal immigrants, their children?
That's right.
Why? Because it's about what's coming up in November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Here's what we have in the state
of Minnesota. That's what's going on in Minnesota. That's right.
You have vouched voting for out-of-state friends and relatives. Somebody comes with me, he's my cousin. I can just say, yeah, he's my cousin. I'm going to vouch for him. Doesn't need an ID. Doesn't need to prove he's a citizen of Minnesota. He can cast a vote.
Huh.
Same-day registration.
Wow.
You can just come in the first day. Right when you come in, you can register to vote. And also, there's 1,000 felons voting in the last national elections.
And
I
understand a lot of dead people, too.
But there's no voter fraud, he's saying. And if we make it so that people have to use photo ID, it's going to limit certain voters. You know, certain voters that are kind of the lower class that don't really understand. But listen, this is what he wants to change.
The ones that have been dummy down?
That's right.
Gotcha, okay.
He wants to change this amendment to say, changes to, instead of saying photo identification required for voting, yes or no?
Yeah.
Now it's going to say changes to in-person and absentee voting and voter registration provisional ballots. Don't you think it would be a little confusing to some of our less fortunate voters that maybe aren't as educated? That maybe. So while he's pandering to his people that got him into office by taking away voter ID.
He's taking orders from somebody. Folks, we're going to talk about this right when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, right when Jake gets done here, I'm going to talk about what happened in Aurora, Illinois. And I'm going to put some questions to you as to what hasn't been asked and what hasn't been talked about. So
going back to Mr. Ritchie, how he is claiming to, and I'm just going to read this, and this was actually a good article we posted on Sons of Liberty Media. So you go to our homepage, Sons of Liberty Radio, SOL Media. It's also up on our Facebook page, and we encourage you to like that page as well. But the irony, of course, is that influencing people not to vote on this item because he doesn't want voter ID, because he's just fine with voter fraud, even though he's saying that there is no such thing as voter fraud. Generally, when you have a lying politician, when he says white, it really means black.
That's right.
He says no, it really means yes.
That's right.
So we don't have voter fraud means we have a serious problem with voter fraud. And because he's the Secretary of State, he counts the ballots. Of course, he's protecting it.
Yeah. And you tell, and Jake, if I'm right in saying this, he's nothing more than a file clerk.
Yeah, that's all he does. He files the papers for – he's not political.
He's, okay, so he's usurping his position.
That's right.
And his authority.
That's right.
By going out of the scope of power.
Yes.
Okay.
Right now you have a federal administration that's out of control. And because people are not dealing with them, and I'm speaking this, I want to get to the answer at the end of this, but I want you to see how much they don't care about you, period. It's not about you. It's not even about their constituency. They're merely using them, just like
that's
pimps
right.
use prostitutes.
That's right.
A poor analogy, but that's exactly what they're doing. That's how sick it is. So as you go to Mark Ritchie, seeing the federal government being emboldened and this administration being emboldened, then he comes down to his state administration. We have a Democrat for a governor who's done criminal things against the Constitution of the state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We have an attorney general.
We actually got video of Jake, the other guy, confronting the governor in front of the people in the governor's office in Minnesota. If you'd like to check that out, Jake, let's post that online, Sons of Liberty Media. It's a great piece.
And it's like you get rules, right? Before
and then,
you take
by the way, that was another a stroke or a slap on the face to criminals in this country, because all of a sudden we became under attack by the liberal press for doing these things. And, of course, what they try to do is vilify and demonize you.
But it's effective because people see it and they're like, wait a minute, there's light. I'm going to follow that.
That's right.
And that's the end of this.
What happened, folks, is the governor said, is there anybody that would like to oppose this? And the bill was...
Yeah, Obamacare. He's bringing Obamacare into the state of Minnesota by executive order.
300 people in the room. Nobody said anything. Jake said, I will. Jake went up to the podium and confronted it. Mm-hmm. And the people loved it, and the media loved it too, so much that they had to come back at us and try to vilify us and demonize us.
And say,
that's what truth does, folks. I mean, if you can't get around it. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
And if you're effective, you're going to get in trouble for the right reasons.
Because you're effective.
That's right.
That's right.
You're not effective, no trouble. So Richie, who claims to fear voter ID because it suppresses the vote, that's his philosophy.
Let me ask you a question. Why would the federal government go after, let's say, the state of Florida right now for voter ID? And also, let's go over to Arizona, just bringing about the correlation, that you can't just stop somebody because they look like they're an illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they say that? But in this particular situation, they're trying to do the same thing here, when in fact their whole purpose is to protect the American people by the authority of the law.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me like they want the authority of the law so that they can disregard the law and keep the authority. Because that's what it's always about.
Was that clear?
The power of the law.
Was that clear?
Well, they're doing it nationally as well. So the clarity here is they're doing the opposite of what they say they're doing.
Their purpose.
And the example is exactly what Richie's doing. He's claiming that it'll suppress the vote of the people. Yet he puts on the ballot something so... I mean, what does this mean? Changes to in-person and absentee voting and voter registration provisional ballots. What does that mean? It's so confusing, it's going to alienate the voter. Which is exactly why he's saying we shouldn't have voter ID. And folks, again, I encourage you to check this story out on SOL Media. This is a national precedent that's happening right now. It's emboldening criminals and state governments as well. Now, here's the conclusion of it. They're emboldened for a moment until the people react. Folks, this is all over when the people react. And many of you out there right now, we just talked about Boehner, who says rather than collapse the government because of Obamacare, rather than shut it down, we're going to still fund it.
It means he's a part of the club.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, just keep in mind, Boehner's out there golfing with Mr. Obama.
So how are we going to pull this off? It's got to be bipartisan. The rift is getting bigger and bigger, folks, because you're not getting involved in government. You get involved. You run. When you run, I got an example. We did a Tea Party event not too long ago, about a year and a half ago, And this woman started a Tea Party just because she was so furious on what was going on with our country. Now she's running. She won the endorsement. It looks like she's going to win the election.
Yeah.
She's going to get in there and stand toe-to-toe with these people and demand. Yeah. She's going to do what Michelle Bachmann's doing right now.
Right, right.
Standing up, despite the fact, bipartisan, she's getting attacked.
Yeah, no.
Because right is right, and people fear. One person like that, one righteous person in our government, can do so much to damage what the enemy is doing right now to your Constitution and to your rights and to the way that they're creating laws.
Right.
That's what they're scared of.
Racial profiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you can't racially profile somebody that might seem to be in question as to are they legal or are they illegal on the borders. But my point was this, and I've said it so many times, but this is just what I wanted to bring about in clarity, is the fact that, but when it doesn't work for them, they don't want it.
Yep.
But when you go into the airport to get on the airplane, you're profiled. Can I ask you something, friends? Who's doing the discriminating and who's it against? It's against the American people.
Right.
It's not against the foreigners. It's not those that are put into question as if they're legally here.
Uh-huh.
No. It's those that are legally here that are put into question.
Yep.
You are under attack, friends, and it doesn't get any more clear than that.
Yep.
You are under attack.
And for the sake of this is the problem with people like we're talking about right
now.
And
it's all under the guise of, again, Jake, what we talked about last week,
pitch,
using
right?
the law against the law.
Yeah, it's a sales pitch. You don't come up to a used car salesman and say, wow, this is a beater. It looks great on the outside, but inside the engine's junk.
Right.
They're not going to sell it that way. It'll never sell. They can't use the truth because the truth will work against them.
I truly believe that some of them are so stupid, for a better way of saying it, that they really believe, because they haven't thought things through, that what they're doing is right.
Could be.
I really do.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation,
they know what they're doing.
That's exactly right.
They know what they're doing.
He's taking orders.
And
Mr. Richie's taking orders
right.
from somebody.
And what he's saying is, well, the attorney general in my state won't prosecute me. The governor won't prosecute me. But you know what he's overlooking is you, the people.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you, the people, is what really matters, not the governor or the attorney general.
Because he believes that the American people will think that he knows best.
That's right.
If they're that dumb.
Mm-hmm. If they're that dumb.
Yeah.
And folks, it's being proved every single day that the American people are not that dumb.
Amen.
I mean, a great example of it is Look at Aurora, Colorado right now. Gun sales have almost
doubled.
Doubled.
Yeah, they were asked today why they thought that their gun sales doubled. The people said because they want to be secure in their persons.
Yeah.
Why else would they?
Did the people like rush to their congressman and say, we need more gun control laws? No, they never do that.
Only Hollywood.
Yep.
And only the state-run media.
That's administration.
As a matter of fact, I think it's a really good point and a great intro. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to hear some of the questions that weren't asked as to what took place in Aurora, Colorado, I'm going to play that piece for you right after this break. But before we get there, someone sent me, this is all over the Facebook, and it's going to hit the news real quick here, but it's a picture of James Holmes, side by side. James Holmes on the left, his college picture. James Holmes on the right, after he did the shooting at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. And someone pointed out his nose. They blocked his nose from both pictures, right and left. And folks, I'm telling you something, friends. It wasn't the same guy. His lips were different and his nose was different. Now, that's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. As a matter of fact, it's so factual that CNN put it out.
Nice.
You know, so if CNN, Communist Network News, put it out,
yeah,
you know something's up.
Throw a bone right now.
But what's interesting, somebody grabbed it from a CNN report,
mm-hmm,
and they took the nose and they blocked them out, as I said earlier, yeah, and they showed you the difference, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And the eyes were completely different.
Yeah, they were.
And it's like, oh, my gosh. And now there's new reports coming out that there was another shooter involved, one or two other shooters involved, and the mainstream media is trying to shut it down as a lone wolf. They need the lone wolf, friends. They can't have somebody helping them along, because then you begin to look into, mm-hmm, who helped him along.
It's bigger, isn't it?
It's a lot bigger than what you might think. This same thing happened, by the way, at Columbine High School, for those that didn't know. There was a lot more to Columbine than just two kids going in there and shooting 13 people. A lot of eyewitnesses saw other people in there with them shooting other students. So, of course, that was all blanketed, all covered up, all blacked out, and nobody wanted to talk about it anymore. What they wanted to do is they wanted to highlight the victims, and they kept pointing the finger back at the bad, bad guns. And that's exactly where we're at today. So, Aurora, Illinois, people are trying to figure out now, where did he get the money? The guy that was just quitting college because he couldn't afford it. Where did he get the money to buy all that stuff? How did he have the intelligence to make bombs that took the FBI 2 days to dismantle? What was the phone call that he received inside of the theater before he threw those smoke bombs? And here's another bit of salt on your tongue before the break. Why was the smoke bombs coming from a direction that he wasn't coming from? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Interesting. Now, folks, I'm going to open the lines up to you guys, 1-877-807-9977. I want to know what your take is on this. I want to play it for you in just a second. I just published that picture on my Facebook. I just shared it. It's freaky. I mean, and it's freaky. That's all I can say.
Two different guys, it looks like to me.
It's pretty freaky. That's all I can say. That's all I'm going to say. But, folks, this is Ben Swan from WXIX Fox News in Cincinnati. He asked the questions that should have been asked about the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting. And if you'd like to weigh in, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977, and go ahead and weigh in and tell us what's your take. Go ahead and play that out.
We're going to look at this debate from two angles. Tonight, part one, the questions the national media aren't asking. I don't need to go into a lot of details on the shooting because most every American is familiar with the basics. Police say 24-year-old James Holmes went into that theater in Aurora, Colorado. He was dressed in black, wearing a tactical helmet, vest, and leggings, as well as throat and groin protectors. Police say Holmes used an AR-15 assault rifle, a Remington shotgun, and a .40 caliber Glock handgun during that attack. And police say they found a second .40 caliber Glock inside of his car. The question being asked, how could he be allowed to buy those guns legally in Colorado? The question not being asked, how does an unemployed graduate student afford to buy them? Look, a decent AR-15 rifle costs $1,000 or more all by itself.
Wow.
The shotgun and the two handguns would easily run another $1,000 total. Spare mags, sights, slings, and so on, you're going to run another $1,000 across those three firearms. The bulletproof vest, that's easily another $800. And then you have all the money spent on bomb-making materials. Which brings us to our next question. As you know, police say that Holmes rigged his apartment with an incredibly complicated maze of firebombs. But on the day he was arrested, he immediately told police about the bombs. Why? So our second question, where did this graduate student in neuroscience learn how to make a series of bombs so complicated that the FBI took 2 days to figure out how to disarm them? One official said the intricacy of these bombs is something rarely seen outside of war zones. He had a tripwire set behind the door to kill anyone who opened it. And yet, after setting this intricate death trap, decides to warn police about it before someone's killed? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Neither does what police are saying about this being a lone wolf attack.
All the evidence we have, every single indicator is that this is all Mr. Holmes' activity and that he wasn't particularly aided by anyone else.
But is that true? Eyewitness reports from the scene indicate that Holmes got a phone call from someone inside the theater. And also that tear gas was thrown from more than one location.
He got a phone call, and most people, when they get phone calls in theaters, they go straight out into the lobby to answer it. This person went directly to the emergency exit. He had his foot propped open by the door, and from the crack, it looked like he was signaling somebody or looking for somebody to come his way.
As I was sitting down to get my seat, I noticed that a person came up to the front row, to the front right, sat down, and as credits were going, I know it seemed like he got a phone call. So he went out towards the emergency exit doorway, which I thought was unusual to take a phone call.
From what we saw, he wasn't alone. He had someone with him because the second can of tear gas didn't come from his side.
So what you need to know is that there are so many questions about what really happened in Colorado. Questions we don't have answers to when we may never have answers to. What is unfortunate is that instead of really digging into why this apartment would be rigged to kill, but then Holmes would then warn police and then lawyer up and not say anything else, where he got the funding and the firearms training, and these eyewitness reports that there was more than one person, yeah, instead of asking those questions, national media want to focus all their attention on why guns were legal in the first place. National media seems too busy playing the political game, not busy enough looking into what really happened.
And I would think a lot of people have those same kind of questions that you were raising. We were talking about this as soon as it happened.
1-877-807-997. What is your take, friends? Again, 1-877-807-9977. One other point I want to make is over the last 5 days, media blackout on Fast and Furious. Nothing. Nothing, my friends, on Fast and Furious. Not one iota. Not one jot, not one tittle of any information on Fast and Furious. A little strange, you think? A little obvious, you think? You know, one of the other things that I caught in this particular situation was the fact that they were talking about this is what you would see in a war zone. Well, I highly doubt James Holmes was ever in a war zone.
No.
So whoever set or booby-trapped his apartment apparently knows what it's like in a war zone to set such a booby trap for people to come in. But yet here James Holmes, after the fact, tells the cops right away.
24.
I thought it was about him killing people. If it was about him killing people, then why did he tell the cops right away, listen, I booby trapped the apartment. And then for 2 days, what's highlighted? His booby trapped apartment. It took the FBI 2 days to disarm those booby traps. A little strange? You tell me. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What's under attack, friends? Article 2 of your Bill of Rights. Rights, not privileges. Rights. And by the way, the Supreme Court did get it right on this one.
Yep. The same week that this is happening with Mr. Holmes, you have the United Nations Treaty. Hillary Clinton is supposed to be the one who's negotiating this treaty. She assured the public that the treaty would include language prohibiting this treaty from mandating restrictions on U.S. gun sales. So in other words, the U.N. is going to restrict gun sales on all the countries all over the world except for the United States, because Hillary doesn't want that to happen in the United States.
Now, just keep in mind, folks, that's how they keep diverting attention to the UN, the UN, the UN. America is responsible for the UN. Oh, I don't want you to think this is like a power outside of who we are. That's what they're trying to make it be. That's what they want you to believe that it is. And that is to establish a world government. And where was that birthed out of? The United States of America. Out of war, friends. Out of chaos, what comes? Order.
That's right. And you have, you know, this frustrates me. I so try to get people to understand what they are doing that I don't focus on the answer enough. This is the answer. Just like the Secretary of State has no constitutional authority to change or amend ballot statements or phrases, just like the Attorney General has no authority, or the DOJ has no authority against Congress to say we're not going to prosecute a man who's been convicted by the people, just like the President of the United States has no authority to bring in health care on a federal mandate, just like the United Nations has zero binding authority over the Constitution of the United States. Zero. I don't care about how you talk. I don't care what it says. I don't even care if it's good. It has no authority. Unless the people buy the lie that
That's
it
right.
does.
And what do they use? They use terror to subject people to fear so they can give up their sovereignty so they can bring in a new order.
That's
it's nothing new under the sun. And, folks, it's not weird. You see it 24/7 in this country, and they're beginning to implement it more and more through the use of fear.
That's right. And so here you have
And if that wasn't the case,
week.
James Holmes, get the guns. James Holmes, get the guns. Not let's look at what that kid was taught. Let's not look at what Hollywood was teaching him and what the parents of this country were allowing their teachers to view. Let's not take responsibility. Let's just get rid of the guns and subject ourselves over to a tyrannical government that at length will, sooner or later, probably exterminate.
And if you listen
those that don't agree.
If you listen to the mentality of these liberal leftists, then what we would all say, I mean, to come up with a conclusion of the whole matter, let's just fast forward all the way to the end of it. In order to have perfect peace, let's just give up all of our rights.
Right.
Because if we just give up our gun rights,
and how does that work, though? I mean, we've done a show on this, Jake, on gun rights. And what happens when a government takes away the right to bear arms? Wasn't it Stalin that said, I could have never killed millions of my own people had they not given up their guns?
Well, and the proof was in the pudding. He did kill millions because they're disarmed.
That's my point. So history does teach just that. And there's no other reason a government would be asking for the people of that country to give up their guns in the first place, especially in a supposed state of terror. You'd think there should be more guns out there then.
Of course there would be.
Yeah.
If the political people and the government actually loved its people, who it's a reflection of, if they did love it, they would say, arm up, man up. Get yourself, when you got a situation like this, one armed man could have stopped the death of how many thousands?
That's
instead,
right.
The question is, how did that boy get a clip that held 100 rounds?
Yeah.
Because you see
Stupidity.
Who they really care about.
Yeah.
And then there's no end to their argument, so they sit there. And they've got no conclusion. But folks, this is ultimately what's happening, using the UN to try to overcome the sovereignty of the United States without saying we're the bad guys. That's what Clinton is doing right now. That's what Obama's doing right now. And it will stop, and it must stop, and it has to stop absolutely right now with you, the listeners, you guys getting involved, getting in action, and starting to confront these men, people that are in the media, people that are serving in office. That's what we need. We need heroes to stand and say, you know what, no matter what you do, I'm not moving on this, because what you're doing is illegal, and it's criminal.
Just to show you how telling it is again, folks, why is the NRA under attack right now? Why is the NRA under attack right now?
Because they're effective.
Well, wait. It wasn't some right-wing extremist that committed the crime.
Nope.
And they
tried that at the beginning, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
ABC did.
Yeah.
A criminal broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Who's to blame? The one that committed the crime.
That's right.
Not the law-abiding citizens. But friends, let me ask you the question. Who's under attack? You are. James did it. You didn't. If you had a gun in your hand, you'd have probably shot the individual, right? Yeah. But the government doesn't want you to think that far. Because if you think that far, then you're not going to be stupid enough to relinquish your rights. Yeah? Let me tell you this. They didn't give you your rights, therefore they can't take away your rights.
Amen.
God gave you your rights. Okay? So as long as we got that straight, we're groovy. Yeah? We should start playing some disco music right now, because I feel like dancing.
I'm
the stupidity
groovy.
Involved here. And by the way, the ones that are asking for your guns, I'll tell you who the criminals are. It's them. And they're the ones that need to be dealt with.
And that's why they want your guns, so that you can equip yourself against their criminality.
That's what they're afraid of. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. When we come back, we're giving the lines over to you guys. 1-877-807. One more line open. 9977. 1-877-807-9977. Call in and give it up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, Jake's over here looking at this picture that I posted of James Holmes. It's bizarre. It's creepy. But I'm telling you, that nose is a... Hey, that nose is from a different brother, mother, brother from another mother. That is a different nose.
It is definitely a different nose.
And his lips are different. Well, he's smiling, yeah. I'm not getting into the theory of this. And by the way, folks, it's not a theory. If you want to know, you know, who's behind a conspiracy theory, keep in mind the media adds the word theory to the conspiracy because they want to make you out to be a crackbot, right?
I mean, like, who establishes the precedent it's not a theory? I mean, the facts.
Well, if you look in Scripture, you'll always find that conspiracies always happen within, not without. And I'll tell you how you know who's committing the conspiracy. It's who are the ones that are asking for the guns. Go that direction. You're going to find out who's at fault here.
Yep.
Go to the one that's asking. As a matter of fact, for years, 40 and 50 years, ever since 1963, November 22nd, when John F. Kennedy was shot, well, they used, you know, what's his name is a patsy. And you look Oswald, and you look at Oswald today, and what happens 40 years later, you get a couple of these CIA guys, then on their deathbed, they start confessing as to who's responsible for it.
Yep.
And there's even video, even back in the 60s, as to who is responsible, even to the present. Well, who took power after Kennedy was shot?
I know one thing happened, but the dollar was no longer backed by the gold standard. So
yeah, but
no.
That's true. That's true.
You go to the Federal Reserve, and the people behind the Federal Reserve are the people behind the people trying to create a one world order and the UN, and there
that's
you
right.
have it.
That's right.
There.
And look at the Warren Commission, talking about 1963, November 22nd. Look at the Warren Commission.
Yep.
Even Oswald said he was a patsy, right?
Yep.
I'm not saying he was innocent, but I'm saying there's a lot more to it than killing a president than just one guy.
Yep.
What was the theory back then? What was the government's theory back then? It was a lone wolf. Mm-hmm. No, it was not. There's no way. And what do we find out 40 years later? A lawyer came out and said that he was responsible.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy stuff. But that's out of the mouth of John Hunt, a CIA operative. That was a part of it. Okay? And other people, as they die, they begin to tell the people, listen, if you want to know who's behind the conspiracy, look for the one that's looking for the power.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to look for. And they're always pointing their finger at somebody else when, in fact, they're the ones that are guilty for it. Okay? So, anyways, I wanted to share that. And when I'm looking at this situation right now, it's amazing how our friend from Fox News was saying, you know, why were they talking about gun control and nobody even really knew what was going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look to those that want the gun control.
Right.
You got this joker Bloomberg in New York saying, you know what? The police need to go on strike until the people give up their arms. You need to listen to that, friends.
Yeah.
You need to listen to that. That is totalitarianism, and it's right there. You don't need anything else on Bloomberg as a reason to get rid of him other than what he said right there. He's dangerous, and that sort of mentality, those are the people in government that are asking you to give up your rights.
So,
and this man thinks he is some sort of he's a despot, but he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, my friend, and I'm telling you what, he is not. He is criminal.
You think Mayor Bloomberg would be willing to give up his security?
No way. No way.
Oh.
Thank you, Jay. No way.
So it's just the police department, but not the security firm.
Right.
Bloomberg. Okay.
No. What is it about? Is it about the people at large, or is it about Bloomberg getting his own way?
It doesn't take long to figure it out.
No. Tell the police to stand down until the people relinquish their rights and give us absolute power over their lives. He said it.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yes, he did.
Listen to what Bloomberg said. He said, tell the police to go on strike and tell the people give up their arms. Who's guilty, friends? Who's guilty? He said it. It's not about you. It's about him having his way over you. So much so that he's willing to take away protective measures from the people that he's supposed to serve. Remember the movie Titanic back in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Billie Holiday, the rich guy? And when he wanted to get on a boat, this is what these people are like. Remember when the ship was sinking and it was coming to the point where he better get in a boat or else he's going to die. He found a little girl in the corner crying. And he took that little girl and put him up to his bosom. He ran over to a boat and says, I'm the only thing she's got. This is exactly what these people do. He didn't care about the little girl. He cared about saving his own butt and getting what he wanted. It was about him. That's exactly what these people are like. And until the American people become enlightened to the fact that the criminals are the ones that are supposed to serve the people. Why are they willing to attack the Constitution rather than enforce the laws against crime? Because they don't want the law. They want the power because they want to become the law. Ooh, that was great. We got Liz calling from South Dakota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. First, I saw the image of James Holmes and whoever the other guy is, and that's really creepy, and that's really suspicious. There's so much surrounding that case that's really suspicious. But there is another thing that I'm not sure.
Can I address that really quick? Isn't it interesting, not chasing shadows here, just giving you the facts, friends, isn't it interesting that the government in Aurora, Colorado, said that no more pictures will be taken of James Holmes or any film will be taken of James Holmes? He's in solitary confinement. Is that a little weird, friends? Yes,
right,
it is.
Why?
Yep, that's right. Why? Go for it.
Second, I'm not sure if you mentioned, but why would a madman, after the cops came to arrest or figure out what the situation was at the theater, he had submitted willingly and calmly to the cops. You'd think if he was a madman, he would, you know, and if he was really on this, like, rampage of shooting people, why would a madman submit so calmly and then proceed to tell them
right
about what was in his apartment? I mean, that's just that again is just really suspicious.
It is.
He was expecting them to come.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
That's what I was just going to say. He was probably surprised because who's to say? I don't know. Maybe he was expecting a ride to get out of there. Who's to say? Because eyewitnesses have already identified the fact that there was somebody else in there, and those smoke hand grenades came from a different direction. Now, I also want to say this. The eyewitnesses, for those that didn't realize this, back in the Columbine days, eyewitnesses that actually saw other shooters, they were mysteriously killed shortly thereafter at a subway. Two kids in particular got both their heads blown off. These were eyewitnesses that were coming forth telling the people what they saw. But someone didn't want them to open their mouth, so they took those two out too. That happened around Columbine. I don't know if people realize that or not. But now what's going to happen is these eyewitnesses in Aurora, they better watch their back. Or else what will happen is they'll get the departments involved to try to basically shut them up and shut them down and say, you didn't see that, you didn't really see that, are you sure that you've seen that, blow holes in it, or try to create holes for these kids to stand down. This is nothing new under the sun. They did the same thing with Sirhan Sirhan, with Bobby Kennedy. Pretty weird stuff, folks. Let me say this. This just didn't happen the way it happened. But I agree with Liz. Thank you for your call, Liz. Got to take the next caller. But it's interesting. I agree with Liz because why would he just walk outside the building and stand by his car? That's pretty weird. As if to say, maybe, put a question mark there, he was waiting for someone to get him out of there. I mean, I would be pretty afraid if I just if I was that psycho to shoot 12 people and just walk outside with a bunch of armed cops. You know, it's like what I said with Columbine. If my kids would have been in that public school, did you know that 300 SWAT team members sat outside of that school while supposedly two school shooters, Eric Harrison, Dylan Klebold, were inside blasting away kids, and they would not go inside of that school because they said they didn't know what they were up against? Friends, if my kids would have been in that school, I went to ask for permission. I would have went in there and it got my kids out of there. And I would have got your kids out of there too. But for some reason, the SWAT team stood down in that particular situation. If I would have understood some kid just shot up 12 kids, adults and young girls, 6 years old, inside of that building, I'm trying to figure out why one of those cops didn't take him out. Maybe they needed him to be alive. I don't know. This is all speculation, folks. But these are questions that need to be answered as to what really happened. It doesn't line up. It doesn't line up. They attacked the guns. They attacked the guns. They attacked the guns. What did they do during Columbine? Attacked the guns. They attacked the guns. And they kept giving you visuals as them for them victims. And I'm sorry for every one of them. But again, let's use a little common sense and put two to two together to know what's really going on. We got Justin in Missouri calling. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake. We got 1 minute. Let's make it quick.
Okay, I was just going to say that it's funny how during like the Clinton administration, everything would hit the fan as soon as he was being questioned, so that something was when nobody would question him, because if somebody did, then all of a sudden there was an attack or something to push his agenda.
That's right. There's no question. We got Dave in Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick statement about the fact that, you know, it was the same thing going on. They couldn't show pictures of Osama bin Laden, but they could show, you know, pictures of Muammar Gaddafi.
Oh,
like,
I know.
They're making the conspiracy, the conspiracies, and then they're like pointing out, oh, look at what's going on over, you know. It's like,
yep.
What? It's
thank you for your call, for the sake of time. Interesting fact as well, people know more about James Holmes than they do President Obama. Just think about that.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy
need to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.